present King's Junior by Jim Eldridge, starring Carl Howman as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the head teacher.
We're not going to finish these questions before home time, now are we? So mark where you've got to, and we'll carry on where we've left off tomorrow. All right, so I pack up and put your things away. Quietly. Quietly, I said. And watch how you go. Yes, yes, good night. Sunday. What are you doing, boy?
I've dropped my pencil. I can't find it.
Well, hurry up, for goodness sake.
Mr. Sims?
Yes? Oh, hello, Mr. Menzies. Mrs. Menzies. Your Alan's just left. He'll be down in the cloakroom.
Yes, we've seen him.
We really wanted a word with you, if you've got a minute.
Oh, yes, no problem.
In private, if we might.
Ah, Sunday.
I still can't find it, sir.
Leave it. It won't run away. No, they won't. I'll look for it in a minute. Now, you get off home.
Yes, all right, sir.
And please close the door behind you. Honestly, you'd think some of them live in a field.
He'll have had a busy day.
Well, when isn't it, eh? Anyway, what can I do for you?
It's about Alan.
Yes?
We're very worried about him, Mr. Sims. Have been for a long time.
In what way?
It's lots of things, really.
He's still not upset about that bullying a while back.
Oh, I don't think so.
I thought we'd put a stop to that.
Well, you did, and we were both very grateful.
But that's only part of it, Mr. Sims.
So what's the problem now?
Well, it's not one particular problem, is it, Ray?
Like my wife says, it's lots of things.
Well, can you give me some idea?
It's school, Mr. Sims.
Yes.
Alan's not happy at school.
Oh, dear.
Well, he wasn't happy at his last school either, but we thought, well, that things would get better when he came to King Street.
But they're not.
But what is it exactly? You must have some idea.
It's everything.
The other children. He's always going on about them, the way they make fun of him.
Ah, now that can happen to bright children in some schools.
And he is bright, isn't he?
Oh, very. There's no doubt about that.
Well, that's what I mean. It's affecting him and his work.
Because it has fallen off, hasn't it? You said so yourself in his last term's report.
Yes, it has. Uh-huh. I must admit.
Yeah, so all the time he's falling farther and farther behind, and it's very worrying.
I can understand.
I mean, there's some mornings it's all we can do to make him come to school.
Really?
He says he's not feeling well, he's got a bad tummy ache or something.
Well, he was always a bit shy, nervous, I suppose, and it's getting worse.
Yes.
I had no idea. I'm sorry.
Well, you mustn't feel bad about it, Mr. Sims.
No, it's not you. We know Alan likes you.
And you couldn't have done more for him than you have.
Well, I like to think I've tried.
But you can't watch out for him all the time as at school, can you? Well, it wouldn't be fair on you or the other children.
Well...
Anyway, to come to the point, that's why we're here. Why we wanted to see you.
Well, I'm very pleased you did. I'm obviously very concerned for Alan. We don't want this state of affairs to go on now, do we?
That's why we came to tell you first.
What?
We're going to take him out, Mr. Sims.
Take him out?
Out of school. We've given it a lot of thought, and we've decided that will be best for Alan.
That's right.
Well, that's your right, of course, but... Well, I'm very sorry.
Oh, so are we, but we think it'll be for the best.
You realise he could find the same problems at another school?
Oh, we're not sending him to another school, Mr. Sims.
No?
We're taking him out of school altogether. We're going to educate him at home.
I see.
As I said, this isn't a sudden decision. We've been going over it for weeks.
The thing is, we want Alan to get on, and we want him to be happy. The school's not doing either for him at the moment.
But there must be something I can do. Maybe I could have a chat with him.
No, Mr. Sims, we've made up our minds. Thanks all the same.
And Alan? How does he feel about this?
When we told him last night what we'd decided, he seemed relieved. Didn't you think, Stella?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes. Yes, well, to be honest, I'm not sure what to say. I mean, it's a big step. It won't be easy.
Well, we know that, but we're prepared to do all that's necessary.
I'm at home all day, and Ray works shifts.
That's right. So between us, we've got the time to give to Alan and his studies.
But what about later? We should be doing laboratory sciences. Have you thought about that?
Yes, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. For the moment, we're just thinking about now.
I see. What does Mr. Beeston think about this?
We haven't spoken to him yet.
Well, I think you should.
Oh, we will. We just wanted to tell you first, as Alan's in your class.
In fact, we wondered if you could mention it to Mr. Beeston. Then we could come in and see him about what happens next.
Your practicalities. The local education authority, all that.
Yes.
Oh, of course I will.
Well, we could come in tomorrow after school, if that's all right.
Well, if you think so. But ring first to check.
Yes, all right.
Well, I think that's about it.
Yeah, well, I don't quite know what to say. I'm very sorry it's turned out like this.
It's not you, Mr. Simms.
No.
Now, we know you've done your best for him.
Even so.
It's just school. That's it, really.
And to be honest, I can't tell you what a relief it is, having made this decision.
Yes, I'm sure. Well, I wonder if you know what you're taking on.
I think we do.
Yeah, don't worry, we know it's a big thing for us. But we're both sure we're doing the best thing for Alan.
I don't mind telling you, Mr. Long, I am furious.
Yes,
I really am so angry I can hardly speak.
It's an ill wind.
What do you mean?
Nothing. It's nothing to get excited about. We all get a parking ticket sometime or another.
I don't.
Well, you were unlucky. You must have parked in a restricted area.
What is the point, Mr. Long? I didn't.
Oh.
The yellow lines which the traffic warden claimed were there had been obscured by recent roadworks. In fact, parts of them were actually tarred over.
Yes, but you knew
there
they were
there. There is no but about it. If a yellow line is obscured by tar, then it has obviously been removed. It no longer exists.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
It is the only way of looking at it.
Oh, no. What's he been up to?
He's late.
That's what I mean. Morning, Mr. Beast.
Good morning. Well, I must say.
We'd better watch it. Got out of bed the wrong side this morning.
There is no excuse for ignoring us, Mr. Long.
Yes, well.
That man can be so rude.
Oh, it's coming up to 8:55. Better think about getting them in line.
No, I'm afraid he hasn't arrived yet. Yes, I know he is usually. He must have been delayed. Yes, I'll pass that on to him. That's all right. Thank you. Now then.
Damn.
Oh, good morning.
What's good about it?
Oh, dear.
Blasted traffic. I'll tell him a thing or two about traffic.
What are you looking for?
Roadworks. What department do they come under?
Tri-Highways.
Ah, yes.
Would you like to tell me about it? Perhaps I can help.
No, you can't.
Oh, very well, please yourself. I was just trying to be helpful.
All right, if you must know, they've started digging up the main road round the corner from me. 8:15 this morning.
Well, is that all?
What do you mean, is that all? It's peak rush hour, everybody's trying to get to work. And there they are, messing about with their little cones and their barriers.
They were only doing their job.
Oh, that's a laugh. They haven't even started yet. The actual diggers don't get there till 9:00, would you believe?
Oh, so you're going to ring up and complain?
Well, someone should deliver a rocket to the idiot in charge, don't you think?
Well, I suppose, if it makes you feel any better.
Well, you don't agree, do you?
Well...
You think I'm overreacting?
Look, it won't get you anywhere. But don't worry, school can wait, can't it?
Well...
Would you like me to get them for you?
I tell you what, as we're a little pressed for time now, I'll call them later. But I will ring.
Of course you will.
Yes, I... Oh, Mrs. Stone, you've done it again.
Done what?
You know, if you didn't exist, I'd have to invent you. Anyway, what's new at Colditz this morning?
I was just opening the post. Here you are. and Mr. Antrim phoned from County Hall.
No other calls?
No.
Starting work early at County Hall, aren't they? What do they want?
I think they're worried about the insurance for the Calais trip.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'll see Miss Lewis about that later. Good Lord.
Oh, now what?
Have you seen this memo from County Hall?
I haven't seen anything yet. I've just been opening the envelopes.
It's their version of the official explanation about education charges.
Oh, yes. They said they were going to send something to explain the implications.
Explain them? Listen to this. To assess whether or not to charge, call the ordinary school session during the time it is taking place A. It, I assume, being the educational experience.
Go on.
And for every 12-hour period throughout at least half of which it is taking place, count one unit. Add these units together to give figure B. If A stroke B is less than half, a charge can be made.
What does all that mean?
Well, don't ask me. As explanations go, it's worse than a Chinese motorbike manual.
Well, it's not very clear.
Perhaps we'd better wait for their explanation of the explanation.
Yes.
I know. Anyone with a free period this morning?
Yes, Miss Lewis. Her class has music after assembly.
Right. Well, let her have a look at this. See what she makes of it.
Oh, that's right. Pass the buck.
No, it's called delegating, Mrs. Stone. Now, what do I need for assembly?
It's all here, ready for you.
Thank you.
Ah, there you are.
Hello, Fred.
What happened to you this morning?
Oh, please, Mr. Holliday.
If you must know, it was roadworks.
Ah, the ones on the 506.
I don't know what number it is. I don't very much care.
They'll be there for 2 months, give or take a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's all part of the new relief road scheme, you know. You'll have seen the plans.
Later, Fred, after assembly.
Mind, if you ask me, it's a waste of time and money. It'll only work if they build the underpass as well.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Mr. Beeson. Have you got a minute?
No.
You got stuck in roadworks.
Look, it is important.
Oh, you'll be late for assembly.
Yes, all right, Mrs. Stone. I must see you as soon as possible.
It'll have to wait till break time.
You will see me then?
Yes.
Here, in your office.
I'll stay rooted to the spot, Mrs.
Don't Sims. Worry, I'll make sure he's here.
Well, thanks.
Now, can we go to assembly?
Oh, right.
Mind, it'll be worse when they start in the 414 section. I'd think about moving house if I were you.
Right, sit down. Quietly.
No, I don't sit on Ashtar.
Now, I want to talk to you today about people. Now, in a few weeks, some lucky children from the fourth year will be going to France, to Calais. And for most of them, it will be their first time in a country where a language other than English is spoken. And for others, this will not be the case. As you know, here at King Street, we all speak many different languages. Punjabi, Hindi, Bengali, Italian, Polish. And even those of us who speak English do it with different accents. But we all have one thing in common. We are all members of the same race. The human race.
You've been told once, Shabazz, take your hand out of that drainpipe.
As I was saying...
Now, Shabazz!
No, kids.
As I was saying, Mr. Holliday, I shall fight this injustice.
I think you're in dangerous ground.
What do you mean?
Well, you shouldn't have parked there, should you?
But I have told you the double yellow lines had been erased.
Ahmet, I'm watching you.
Well, they had.
Maybe, but it's the principle, isn't it?
But don't talk nonsense.
Remember, I'm chairman of the local safe driving campaign. What would motorists think if I got a parking ticket?
I don't see what that has to do with my particular situation.
But you're a teacher. People look to you to set an example.
Well, what would you suggest I do?
Plead guilty, pay up, and hope to keep it off the front page.
Don't be ridiculous.
I'm not.
I refuse to be browbeaten by some incompetent idiot who sees yellow lines where they don't exist. In fact, I shall take this up with the chief constable himself if necessary.
You do what you want. I've told you what I think.
Shabazz, how many more times must you be told? Take your hand out of that drain pipe.
Come in.
Excuse me, Mrs. Stone.
Yes, Maria, what can I do for you?
Can I see Mr. Beeston?
Well, I'm afraid he's got someone with him at the moment. Can I help?
I want him to sing a song for me.
Sing a song?
Yes, it's for my guy, Dad.
Oh, I see.
And if he sing a song for me, I'll get it.
Well, if you'll tell me a bit more about it, I'll have a word with Mr. Beeson when he's free.
Well, we do these badges at Guy's, and one of them, that I'm doing, is a treefall badge, green, and I have to do a special task for it.
I can't get over the feeling that I've let the boy down.
Oh, come on.
Well, how would you feel if a parent said they wanted to remove their child from your class?
Well, that's not what they're saying, is it?
Well...
They want to remove him from school, from the school system.
Yes, but they didn't take him out before, when he was at this other school, so he must have been all right in those teachers' classes.
Well, they told you he wasn't.
But they didn't take him out.
Well, there could be lots of reasons for that, family circumstances, I mean, who knows. They probably hadn't even thought about educating Alan at home at that time.
Yeah.
It's not something people take on lightly, you know.
But I still feel I'm to blame. He's in my class. It's up to me to make his time at school happy.
Correction, Mr. Sims.
What?
It's up to you to do your best to make his school time happy. Stop blaming yourself. Forget Mr. Sims. Look at it from Alan's point of view.
I'm trying to.
I mean, not all kids like being part of a crowd, do they?
I know that.
The way some people don't fit into big organisations. I mean, most of us get by one way or another, but some people can't. They find it very difficult.
But Alan's going to be involved with people sooner or later, isn't he? If he wants to go to college, when he gets a job...
Well, he may feel better able to cope with it when he gets older.
Well, say he can't.
Look, because children are educated at home, it doesn't make them recluses, you know.
So you're for this? Children being taken out of school?
No, I'm not.
Ah.
But in Alan's case, I think it might be good for him. He's obviously unhappy at school. Home education might be the best thing for him. Allow him to develop at his own pace, build up his confidence.
You think so?
What we can do positively is to offer Alan and his parents our help. They clearly value what you've been able to do for him.
From what they said, I don't think they want any help from the system.
Don't you believe it? With what the Menzies are taking on, they're going to be grateful for all the help we or anyone else can give them.
Which flavour crumble is this supposed to be?
There's rhubarb on the menu.
It tastes more like apple.
Then it must be banana. Mrs. Perkins always makes banana taste like apple.
Well, I don't fancy it.
Oh, I have it if you don't want it.
Oh, be my guest.
No appetite today?
No, I'm not very hungry. Look, if you'll excuse me, I'll see you later.
I do hope he's not going down with something. We can't afford to have a member of staff off.
Particularly if you're out of action as well.
Me?
Well, you will be if they give you 28 days for not paying your parking fine.
Nonsense. We must make a stand against these stupid, petty officials.
Well, don't look at me. You know what I think. Plead guilty and pay the fine.
Oh, I'm not so sure. After all, it is a second offence, isn't it?
Well,
you mean you're a habitual illegal parker?
Certainly not.
No, the first one was for speeding.
Speeding?
Ridiculous.
It was what? About 6 months ago, wasn't it?
Never told me.
Because you would have made such a fuss about it.
No, I wouldn't.
Anyway, I was not, in fact, speeding. I was travelling at 40 miles an hour.
In a 30 zone.
I was late for church, Mrs. Patterson. I was due to play the organ for the 8 o'clock service.
No excuse for speeding. People who speed are a danger to other road users.
There was absolutely no other traffic about. You would think the police had better things to do. They were actually hiding in the bushes with their radar gun.
Well, now, with this parking offence on top, who knows what they'll do?
Really? I refuse to listen to any more of this. If you would please excuse me.
Don't you want the rest of the crumble? Apparently not.
Well, we were a bit horrible to her.
Nonsense. Guilty conscience. Can you pass me a spoon?
You actually understood it?
Well, not that memo, no. Took the salt over.
Here.
No, I reckon County Hall deliberately wrote it that way to stop people reading it.
But what does it mean? All this if A equals half of B business?
That's about school trips, to work out which part of the trip the kids have to pay for, which part is in school time and which isn't.
So you did understand it?
No, I'd already read the circular from the Department of Education and Science. You must have seen it.
Well, to be honest, I can't remember. I'm getting so behind with all the paperwork and things I'm supposed to read.
You don't have time to teach nowadays, do you?
Well, it's beginning to get that way.
No, what it said, basically, is that at the moment, there are only two things that can be charged for. School trips and individual music tuition.
Music? Do you think she knows?
I think we'd have heard.
Yes.
But it's all the thin end of the wedge, you know. Once the precedent's been created, who knows what's next? Books? Equipment? Then what? Science lessons? Learning to read?
Oh, come on.
Could happen.
Hello. Am I interrupting anything?
No. He's just doing his well-known impersonation of Joe.
Oh, yes.
Now, this is the man to ask about your memo.
I'm not so sure. Are you okay?
Oh, so-so. I need some advice.
Oh, yeah? What can I do for you?
Well, from both of you, really. Have you got a minute?
Yes, pull up a chair.
No, not here. I'd rather talk in my classroom.
You two go. I'll come over when I've savaged me rhubarb crumble.
Oh, at last. I've been looking for you.
Sounds ominous.
Where have you been?
Out.
Well, you didn't tell me.
Didn't I?
I wanted to catch you at break after you'd finished with Mr. Sims, but you dashed off at such a rate of knots.
Pressures, Mrs. Stone.
And you didn't tell me where you were going. I ought to know.
I forgot. Anyway, I'm here now, so far away.
Well, I hope you had a good lunch and you're feeling happy and relaxed.
Is that all?
Tell me. Did you? And are you?
No to A, yes to B.
What does that mean?
Are they the right answers, miss? So, what awful thing are you going to tell me?
Oh, it's nothing awful.
Mrs. Stone, you wouldn't be so concerned about my gastric juices and my state of mind if everything was all right.
No, it's just that Maria, in Miss Hassan's class, came in to see you while you were with Mr. Sims.
And?
Oh, which reminds me. Mr. Menzies rang to see if it was all right for them to come in after school today. I said it was. You were expecting them.
Yes, I am. Thank you. What about Maria?
Oh, yes. She'd like you to sing a song for her.
She'd like me to do what?
Sing a song. I think it's a perfectly reasonable request.
Reasonable? It's madness, Mrs. Stone. We're teaching a bunch of young lunatics.
Will you listen a moment? Maria's going for a badge in her guide pack, and the thing she has to do for it is to get someone famous to sing a song into a tape recorder.
I hope you're joking.
No, she seemed very serious about it.
What do you mean, famous?
Well, someone well known locally. And she thinks that you, as head of King Street, come under that heading.
Does she?
I think it's quite a compliment. Anyway, I said I'd ask you.
Well, the answer's no.
Oh, don't be so rotten.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Mrs. Stone, I think I can spot a juvenile practical joke when I see one.
It's nothing of the sort. Anyway, ring up her guide captain and ask.
You're determined to get me to make a fool of myself, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm just passing on a message.
Oh, well, if it makes you happy, I'll phone Brown Owl, whoever she is.
Mrs. Arabella Bly. Here's her phone number.
Which you just happen to have at hand.
And remember, in the guides, they're called Captain.
Captain Bly, eh? I wonder if she hangs them from the yardarm if they don't dib-dib-dib properly.
Girl guides do not dib-dib-dib.
Yes, well, I shall phone Captain Bly this evening and tell her that head teachers do not sing. Well, at least this one doesn't.
So that's the situation as it stands at present.
Well, I don't know about Mr. Long, but I think you're wrong to take that attitude.
Absolutely. If his parents want to educate Alan at home, that's nothing to do with you failing as a teacher.
That's what Mr. Beeston said.
He's right.
For once.
But I'm a professional teacher. I'm trained to educate kids. All kids.
Well, there'll always be the occasional exception like Alan. It's inevitable.
I know it's not the same, but I once had a child removed from my class because this kid and I did not get on.
Really?
Don't ask me why, but we were always daggers drawn. I spent ages worrying about it. But it happens.
And Alan's parents did come in to see you. I mean, they needn't have done that. They could have gone straight to Mr. Beeston.
That's true.
I reckon that shows how much they trust you. That's something.
Suppose so.
Well, there's no suppose about it.
But you can see how I felt.
Oh, of course.
You know, I've always prided myself that if any of the kids had a problem, they'd always know that they could come to me and talk about it. But Alan didn't.
Look, don't keep going over it.
Right.
The Menzies have made their decision. I'm sorry, but you've got to live with it.
Yes.
And you're still in a position to help him, you know. I mean, he doesn't have to be totally isolated.
Mr. Beeston suggested something like that. To help Alan and his parents.
Well, then.
Yes. Yes, well, we've got a few minutes before the bell. Would you mind?
What?
If we could have a think about it. Well, perhaps we could map out a plan. Some sort of general structure that would give them some guidance on how to go about things.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind.
Yes. Well, it would be interesting.
Actually, they ought to know about education otherwise. In fact, I think I've got some of their booklets in my room.
Right, I tell you what, you go and search them out and we'll start drawing up a list of points I can mention when I see the Menzies later after school.
If I'm to be honest with you, Mr. Menzies, I can't say I'm happy about it, but I do respect your decision. Alan's happiness comes first. That's the important thing.
That's right.
But you'll understand, I don't want you to take this step without realising all that it entails.
It's kind of you to explain everything, Mr. Beeston. We're very grateful, aren't we, Stella?
Oh, and we've already told Mr. Sims this is no reflection on him.
Oh, I think he understands that. Right, Mr. Sims?
Oh, yes.
Actually, we were discussing the situation before you arrived, and Mr. Sims has come up with one or two thoughts you might find helpful.
Just a few practical things, you know.
We really would like to help as much as we can, though I'm bound by certain limitations, I'm sure you understand.
Well, we realise that.
Well, over to you, Mrs. Sims.
Well, to start with, we wanted you to know that you can have access to the school library.
Oh, that'll be useful, won't it, Ray?
Oh, very.
Equipment might be a problem.
Isn't it always?
You see, we're short ourselves, but I've talked to some of the other teachers and... Well, providing a piece of equipment is not being used at any time by the school, say for science, well... We've agreed you can borrow it on a short-term loan.
Oh, that'd be marvellous.
Now, your proposed timetable. I think we should talk about that.
Do you think we need one?
Well, I'd recommend it, Mr. Menzies. It will be only too easy for all this to get on top of you without some sort of scheme.
It can be as flexible as you like, but what I suggest is that we get together to work out a basic plan for you to follow. Is that all right for you?
Oh, it's a bit strong. Is there any water in the kettle?
Well, hang on.
Oh, that's better. Thanks.
Any time.
Oh, I didn't ask. How did it go yesterday?
Oh, very well. The Menzies seem fairly happy about it.
Oh, good.
Thanks to you and Mr. Long.
Oh, come off it. We didn't do anything. Oh,
you're joking. You helped me put the whole thing back into perspective. I was getting really depressed about him, honestly.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, morning, Fred.
Alan Menzies.
What about him?
Haven't you heard?
He's leaving school. His parents are going to educate him at home.
Must be mad.
Come on.
It won't work.
Oh, I don't know. They're being very responsible about it.
Oh, look, Sims, if I feel sick, I go to a doctor. If I want to learn, I go to a teacher, right?
Well, it's not quite as simple as that.
What on earth's Mrs. Rudd going on about?
Take no notice. She's probably lost her crotchet or something.
Well, something's upset her.
She's always upset, for goodness sake.
What was all that about?
Trust him to put his foot in it.
No, I didn't. Not deliberately. What have you done?
He told Mrs. Rudd about the music charges, idiot.
Well, she'd have found out sooner or later, wouldn't she?
Honestly, she'd be going on about it all day.
All term, more like.
Make a change, won't it? At least she won't bore the pants off us complaining about that parking fine of hers.
Oh, that's the group insurance papers.
What about the policies covering the teachers?
I think I've got them over here. Oh, yes, here they are.
Ah, thank you.
Well, is that everything?
I think so. Oh, did you make your phone call last night?
Phone call? What phone call?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, that phone call. Oh, to Captain Bligh. Yes, I did.
So, now you know it wasn't a practical joke.
Really, Mrs. Stone, fancy giving a child a stupid task like that. I told the woman she wanted her head examining.
You didn't.
Well, not in so many words, no. I just hinted that I thought she was a lunatic.
Mr. Beeson.
Talking of lunatics.
I must speak to you immediately. Oh, good morning, Mrs. Stone.
Good morning.
I am absolutely furious.
Been pinched for parking again.
Don't be facetious.
Sorry.
These charges for individual music tuition. Why was I not informed?
Sorry, it'll have to wait. I'm completely...
That this will not wait. It must be challenged immediately. It is sheer victimization.
Well, don't look at me.
This would never have happened if that nice Mr. Heath was still at number 10. He cared about music.
Yes, I'm sure he did. And we will talk, Mrs. Rudd, but not today. I'm completely tied up.
Nonsense.
But I am, aren't I, Mrs. Stone?
Are you?
Yes, on this musical project.
Musical project?
Well, it's very modest by your standards, but it's something the guides have asked me to do, and I don't like to disappoint them.
What are you talking about?
I have to rehearse and record a song. Don't I, Mrs. Stone?
Yes, you do.
Well, don't be ridiculous. You are totally tone deaf.
I did mention something to that effect, but they were most insistent. An unaccompanied song. Special request from Captain Bligh.
Captain Bligh?
Yes. In fact, I thought a sea shanty would be in order, but perhaps a children's hymn would be more appropriate. So, if you'll excuse me, Mrs. Rudd, I must get on with my practice. I know you'll understand.
I have never heard such a feeble excuse in all my life.
Actually, he's telling the truth, really.
Up the hill.
That man is going out of his mind. I'm convinced of it.
It's just occurred to me, Mrs. Rudd, perhaps I could be your first paying pupil.
You have been listening to King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, and starring Carl Howman as Philip Sims and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the head teacher. Tom Watson featured as Mr. Holliday, the deputy head, Margaret John as Mrs. Stone, school secretary, Marlene Sitaway as Miss Lewis, Paul Copley as Mr. Long, Deirdre Costello as Mrs. Patterson, and Vivian Martin as Mrs. Rudd. Mr. Menzies was played by Dean Harris, Mrs. Menzies by Janet Moore, Maria by Natalie Brown, and Sundeep by Dean Magri. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.